Simon & Schuster Audio presents How to Stay Married, the most insane love story ever told, by Harrison Scott Key. Read by the author and Lauren Key.
For my biological son, Gary, who cannot read this because he is a dog. Angels can fly because they can take themselves lightly. G.K. Chesterton, Orthodoxy. A note to listeners. Some have questioned my publishing this book, understandably worried that, in my attempt at healing, I might end up causing more hurt. I share that concern and have done my best to write with charity and discretion, altering names and details that might get one disinvited from a Rotary luncheon. Writing this story is the second hardest thing I have ever done in my life. Living through the events described here without committing a felony is the hardest. I would have preferred to write a less painful book. When everything went down, I was working on a novel about a Sasquatch who plays college football. My working title was Big Man on Campus. But I had to put that book on ice, which is probably for the best. Does Bigfoot speak English? Does he wear clothes to class? Fiction is hard. Instead, I wrote this story, which is by turns confession, cautionary fable, true crime romance, and paranormal, nonfiction, dystopian farce. Whatever you call it, it's our story, my wife's and mine. Others have their own. If they read this book, I hope they will find love in these pages. But sadly, no Sasquatches. Maybe next time. Salutation, A Conversation with the Beast. My wife and I sit on the worn leather sofa in my office, waiting for our therapist, Dr. Berman, to appear on the screen, as though we are in a Philip K. Dick rom-com. Lauren sits on the far side of the couch, as far as she can get and still technically be on this particular piece of furniture. I have little doubt that she would rather be swimming in a pod of famished orcas than sitting on this sofa with me. It is early afternoon. She holds a McDonald's Coke. I would like to be holding a bucket of wine, but this seems bad form for our first session of marriage counseling. She is here and I am here, but we are not here together. For many years, the sofa has served mostly as a place.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?